रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 1 मारुतिस रिवॉल्ड। इफ यू आर लिसनिंग टू ओनली सुंदरकांड लिसन टू दिस पार्ट एंड देन यू हैव टू लिसन टू द फाइनल चैप्टर ऑफ युद्धकांड। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। इन दिस वे हनुमान गेव टू रामा अ फेथफुल अकाउंट ऑफ हिज मिशन। Raghava looked on him with affection and said to himself, "This watery waste cannot be crossed by anyone except Garuda, Vayu and Hanuman. He has done single-handed what the other two could do together. This is no light task. The gods, Danavas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, Uragas and Rakshasas dare not approach Lanka. And Ravana, the wicked terror of all the worlds, keeps ceaseless watch over it. And who could ever dream of making his way into it? Nay, who could, trusting solely on his strength, meet and slay the Rakshasa warriors there, lay the city in ruins and come back alive? This again is no light task. It baffles even imagination. One might be blessed with boundless strength and valor, but if he were not equal to Hanuman in intellect, he could never hope to find his way into Lanka, ever guarded by cruel Rakshasas. None else could think of it. It cannot be said that Hanuman has discharged the duty of a messenger simply because he had carried out faithfully the orders of his master Sugriva. He has accomplished other deeds as well that are consonant to the chief object of his mission. Hence, he has discharged to the full the duty of a messenger. Envoys fall into 3 classes. The highest consists of those who carry out faithfully the commands of their master, and in addition, such other things as are helpful to the main purpose, out of pure loyalty and devotion, though not definitely directed to do so. The middle class are those who, though able and energetic, omit to carry out what might go to help the main object, simply because they had not their master's orders to do so. The lowest class consists of those skillful and energetic, allow themselves to be diverted and fail to carry out their master's commands. And of those, Hanuman ranks first in the highest class. His conduct proves him such. He has not lost his dignity by being foiled at the hands of his foes. He has carried out the orders of Sugriva to the utmost, and he has won the heart of his master by accomplishing other things beneficial to the main purpose. Nay, he has saved us from falling into unrighteousness and sin, and has firmly established the rule of law and right. For if he had failed to discover Sita, I would lose my hold upon life. My brothers, my kinsmen, my people at Ayodhya, and my friends, the monkeys, would also end their lives. Now, he has saved us all from the dreadful sin of suicide. Nay, he has saved the fair fame of all of us before the world because he has discovered Sita's whereabouts. My heart breaks, as it were, because I cannot make a fit return and give equal pleasure to him who has done so much for us all. It even blots out the joy I feel at the news of Sita's well-being. I am unable to decide which of all things I have I should give him as a reward. It would not be enough even if I give him all that is mine. But instead of all this, I shall clasp him fondly to my heart. He desires nothing from me. On the contrary, he does everything to please me. I have long been looking for the time when I can recognize his services to me. And now the time has come. No one can say me nay. He has set his heart upon my divine form, and this I should let him have. A blade of grass is a useless gift for him who lives on ambrosia. Should I reward him with all other objects, he would still grieve that I had not blessed him with the one thing he loves. And since in this are contained all objects of desire, to give this is to give every desirable thing in the world. Again, this form has not come to me like the other bodies of men as a result of karma. I took it of my own will as the best of its kind and as the abode of all things good and auspicious. And I find it so in experience. It gives him that sees it boundless bliss. My form and nature and substance is all that I possess. Further, Hanuman discovered Sita as she was about to give up her life. He not only saved her, but he brought me news of her and thus saved my life as well. To one who has rescued two bodies from death, it is a poor reward to give but just one. Saying this to himself, Sri Rama, with his hair on end with joy, clasped Marathi fondly to his heart. This is the conclusion of part 1 of Yuddhakanda, chapter 1. Hari Bol.